If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
She's got weird hair.
Oh!
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're just watching that. Was it determined there was a Mississippi high school coach or some guy on the sideline that hit a kid as he was going out of bounds? Del, have you seen that?
Kind of gave him a right hand, like
seen
a
that?
Punch.
Gave him a shot.
And the kid got up. It was a quarterback.
Started.
And he tried to throw the football at him, but he hit a football player in the back of the helmet. Big deal. Then it turned into a little bit of a... And then that coach slash player slash former player, the guy who was... had a hat on and had, you know, boots on, jeans on. He went after the quarterback. Dude, you just knocked him down with the stiff right hand.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good punch in terms of if you're an offensive lineman, and he does have an offensive line look to him. The guy that hit him with the right hand.
Yeah.
Very much like a former
boom.
Offensive
he
lineman.
Gave him a little boom.
He just gave him a cha.
Yeah.
And the kid went flying.
Did Tom Brady drop an N-bomb?
What?
Did you guys hear this?
No.
I'm putting it in there.
Noah?
I'm putting it in. Tom Brady. Apparently, people think Tom Brady dropped an N-bomb.
I mean, you want to talk
so
about
you think So people think he did, so you want
to
play
John
it?
So John wants to play it.
Well, you can be the
yesterday.
Judge. I mean, you can be the judge.
Did he or didn't he?
I don't know. This is the bad computer that says the bad
Why
speaker.
Would Tom use an N-word on the broadcast
Well, apparently
ever?
He slipped. And
he slipped. That would suggest he regularly uses the word and caught him by surprise.
Well,
I can't believe people are doing this.
Well, look.
You can't believe it? What do you mean you can't believe
okay,
it?
Okay, look. That's how Tom Brady feels today. Okay? They put him in blackface.
This is terrible.
He's bad enough at that job. Now we think he's saying the N-word.
Fox wants to get out of that big contract they gave
him. He can go deal with the Raiders after they fire Chip Kelly.
Right. Somebody needs to be with the Raiders. They're awful. Boy, Geno Smith is terrible. What were you saying? You would rather have Davis Mills, a quarterback in your team.
I would.
Than Geno Smith.
Yeah.
That's...
No, I'm not even joking. Yes, 100%. Geno Mills has been Geno Smith has been an atrocity this year. He is absolutely terrible.
Well, you know what's wrong, though? Do you see how many throws he's making every game? He's in the 40s every game. They don't run the football.
Well, they
Ashton Jeanty, and they don't run the football.
They didn't build their offensive line.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens when you don't build an offensive line.
You can't depend on Geno throwing 40 to 50 passes a game.
They didn't build their offensive line. They fired Chip Kelly as their offense coordinator yesterday. Chip Kelly got so much money, like $5 million. This guy has stolen. He really should go to prison.
You know, what?
He should go to prison.
He's not going to prison.
The amount of theft. Look how much money he stole. Remember when there was talk about the Texans hiring him instead, a veteran play caller, but we got outbid. We just couldn't keep up with the Raiders' money. Holy crap. He's done before the year's over.
Yeah. Yesterday, Geno, 30 of 44. You're going to throw Geno Smith 44 times. Guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going to score 10 points.
Yeah, but Geno's no good.
No, he's terrible. He's literally
30
terrible.
Of 44, and how many points did they score off that?
10.
10.
10.
What was his yards per attempt? He completed 30 of them.
He's completed 30 passes. He was the yards per attempt. He got 285 yards.
And Brock Bowers had 3 catches until the last 5 minutes of the game. 3 catches for 20 yards. You get what you deserve.
Wow. I'm so glad I traded him to Soldy. Soli got, of course, Soli's team's coming. I don't know. Yeah, Geno Smith is awful, and they continue game after game after game to just throw him and throw and throw and throw with him. It was 44 yesterday, 43 the game before, 29, 21, 36, 39, 42, 44. I mean, well, how are you gonna, no wonder you suck. Then Chip Kelly, you got to go. Bye. See ya. But take your money with you. Are you going to take his money?
Oh, don't worry. He will.
No, he's taking that money.
Chip supposedly is going. He and they're getting a timeshare. Him and Brian Kelly are supposedly getting a timeshare together. So we'll see what happens.
Got that money. How about, hey, good up. You guys feel good about Penn State? They don't have to pay all that money to James Franklin.
Why do I care if Penn State has to pay?
I mean, I know you're a big Penn State guy.
I'm not a big Penn State
guy. You love Penn State.
I actually don't.
You hated when they took the statue down.
What statue? Joe? Of who?
Joe.
Oh, Joe Paterno. Yeah. I don't care that they did it or didn't do it. I don't care that if an AD or a booster has to not an AD wouldn't have to. He just make a decision about firing. I don't care that a booster is off the hook for Penn State's money. Oh, well.
How about that?
Good for them, I guess.
What shoe company was they were accused of? Whatever.
Adidas.
Adidas was accused of saying, no, making we'll pay move. Off his buyout.
Well, and, I guess they don't have to
get him fired.
I'm glad Adidas doesn't have to foot the bill.
That's
bill,
right.
I guess.
Thank you, Adidas.
Thank you, Adidas.
But they said they weren't footing the bill anyway.
Well, Adidas isn't officially. Has that deal gone through that they're officially the brand for Penn State going forward? Penn State's been a Nike school since I've been alive, pretty much, since they made that deal happen. It'd be odd to see them in the three stripes. But, yeah, James Franklin was doing the tour stuff at Virginia Tech. Sean and I were talking about it because normally when the football coach shows up at a basketball game to go, hey, we're going to turn it around like Kirk Cignetti when he did it for Indiana. James Franklin got on the field at halftime. You normally don't put the football coach on the field at halftime to rally, I guess. It's not normally how it's done. Like I said, normally it's a basketball game.
What was the reception?
I'm sure they're very excited. It wasn't a packed house, but enough people were there that they were excited to see him. He did the whole shaking hands, kissing baby stuff. But they gave him the mic at halftime.
They usually
to the crowd.
Put him up in a booth. He did that too.
Yeah. He was up with Bob with Shuzen whoever else. I guess it's your guy, Lewis Reddick, Lance. But
Lance's guy.
Yeah, Lance's guy. But he was like, hey, I know the guys are in there and they're down 20-3 at the half, but we're going to turn this around and all the stuff that the coach has to do. And good for the Hokies. They got a name brand coach.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got calls, and we're going to get you guys in on the other side. But first, I got to tell you about poker. Okay. So this Friday, Black Friday, how about this? They've got a $100,000 one-day guarantee. One-day guarantee. Today is the final day of the $500,000, okay? Now, it's too late to get in there, but they still have other tournaments going on. As a matter of fact, today you can get into a $25 buy-in, $2,000 guaranteed, okay? Texas Card House is the place to go. Tomorrow, $5,000 guarantee, an $80 buy-in. You got at 6 o'clock, you've got a $25 buy-in for $2,000 guarantee. Black Friday is a $400 buy-in, but you're guaranteed $100,000 in payouts. But people, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. What a great day. It starts at noon, so get there. All right? At Texas Card House, either Spring Cypress Road and 45, or the other one is you're going to find out which location all of these tournaments are at, the Westheimer and Green Ridge. But how about this? How about Hijack Poker? Hijack Poker is an app that you download. You got family coming in, and you still want to play poker. You can play while you're home with the family. All right? You got to be there. I got to be there with the family all day. But you can download Hijack Poker. You can put in money at Texas Card House. You can only play in Texas, and you're playing against Texas people. You can withdraw the money at Texas Card House as well. You're looking for the best way to get into these tournaments at home or at either locations, Westheimer and Green Ridge or Spring Cypress and 45, Texas Card House. Go to TexasCardHouse.com and see everything that's going on. It's unbelievable. The best place to play poker in the city of Houston, TexasCardHouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So I was playing golf on Friday after the show with a guy who says, Sipes, he says, you know, the Texans, they got to keep Davis Mills in there. Got to keep Davis Mills in there. This is a real thing. I didn't think this would be a real thing, but it's a real thing. And God forbid CJ doesn't look good against the Colts. Because then I said, you know, they had 35 yards in the second half last night, right? You know that, right? He was like, no, I didn't know that. It just seems like, but it's not good. It's just not good. Now, he did lead a couple of long drives. And he came up
game winning touchdown, you would say, in the second
quarter. Came up clutch against Tennessee. He came up clutch
against the Jags.
Against the Jags late. But there was a reason he had to come up clutch late in those games because he wasn't clutch early.
Was CJ's last full game the 49er game?
Yeah, because he got hurt against Denver.
Okay. So he played well in that game, yeah. But that's now a distant memory for most people because they got beat in the game he got knocked out of, right? And then, of course, they've won three in a row now. And the offense wasn't great, and they're under 500 when he left. So some people are like, hey, we weren't winning very many games when, in their eyes, our alleged best quarterback was playing. Right. So let's play the guy who at least we're winning games with. Now, the numbers will tell you it's kind of a fool's goal with Davis Mills. But the results are the results. So people want to go with what they think is a hot hand.
We've seen this a million times. Yeah. He's playing well backup. For a backup. If you go and analyze, if you don't look at end results of three wins and you go look at how the games were played, there's plenty of concerns and there's some good flashes in there too. And it's exactly what you think it is. The only thing it does for me is creates concern, and this show's talked about it a lot, so we don't need to go into it too much more. Just concern. All it is just say, if you're not sure who the better quarterback is, and we are sure who the better quarterback is, I'm just not sure about how much more right now. I'm not sure that CJ always runs the offense better than Davis Mills. I think those are legitimate questions you can bring up. It just tells you that, well, at this point, CJ's not the guy that you want to pay a bunch of money to. Davis Mills is not a starter for a good NFL playoff team. He's just not. So, it kind of tells me I'm concerned where the Texans are quarterback-wise, but there's nothing you can do about it this year. You just have to make sure your offensive line blocks and you got your weapons healthy, and apparently CJ needs everything right around him. He's one of those guys that doesn't really elevate the team. He has to have, and that's fine, but he's a game manager who needs good things around him. He needs to have everything right around him, needs to have a running game. Needs to have good targets around him. Needs to have a good offensive line. He's a quarterback who needs everything right, and then he can play well. That's fine. But what happens if one of those elements are off? We're going to see it's a philosophical question. Is if you have to have everything right for you, are you really a $50 to $60 million quarterback? The answer is no, but they still get paid.
Brock Purdy good. Brock Purdy good. Yeah.
That's what I mean. They still get paid. Yeah. And then we're sitting there, you know what? Who do you think has bigger concerns? 49ers fans about Purdy, Mac Jones, or Texans fans with Mills Stroud? I think 49ers fans may be thinking, Purdy's getting how much money and Mac Jones was able to do all this? And if you watched it, Mac Jones is okay. Mac Jones is okay, but he was way better. The value of a Mac Jones contract and what he provides is substantially better than the value of a Purdy contract and what he provides.
Yeah.
That's the nature of second contracts for quarterbacks. Rarely, when you start paying heavy retail prices, do those quarterbacks work out. Trevor Lawrence is a great example of that. Deshaun was an example of that. It's just, it almost never works out where the player plays at that level. Guess who it works out for? And Goff, and if I remember correctly, Goff just has a pretty modest contract. Because when he got his extension, unless he got one recently, I think he just got one recently. What is Jared Goff? I never see him in the top five contract wise, is he?
He's doing all right. I ain't worried about Jared Goff's money.
I hope he ends up with enough money.
Yeah, I think
I hope Jared Goff gets the money. Oh, man.
Yeah. His contract. Let's get Jason in here while we're looking at. Hey, Jason. Oh, yeah. He's got a 4-year 212.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's all right.
Yeah, he's played to that, though.
Yeah, right. What's up, Jason?
Hey, good morning. I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day, and we were talking football or whatever the case may be, and he was mentioning that he didn't think that Coach D'Amico was a guy for a merit of reasons and everything. And to quote Lance, I don't think that a lot of people, like, know ball. And when I was telling him, like, the facts about D'Amico, like, the fact that, you know, he was obviously the obvious that he was a 49ers DC coach or whatever, but I was telling him, like, I was running down the history of it. Like, I was like, you remember the San Fran team that beat the 14-2 Packers, you know, and they won by basically just kicking field goals, and they shut down Aaron Rodgers and everything. So he was the DC for that. And then I was like, the next year, it was a guaranteed loss for any team that plays San Fran the next week. Like, it, I think their opponents went 0-15. If you played in week one, you were guaranteed to lose the next week, basically. And I think their opponents were like 0-15. So when I was running through those things with him, he was like, really? Like, I didn't, and I knew that they were the DC, but I didn't know that, like, he had done all of that. And I was just like, who, like, I was kind of confused, and I guess kind of with the national media too. I was like, who did y'all think that Coach D'Amico was? Like, he wasn't like a phony, like a hire or anything where you see some coaches who just get, you know, the head coaching job based off them, like, being a position coach and they had one player to go, you know, berserk that one year or whatever. I was just kind of like, I don't think a lot of people be knowing, like, his track record for a lot of things. But I just kind of thought that was just, like, interesting because he kind of sounded like some Texas fan super, like, fire coach. And I'm like, I don't think y'all know, like, how prestigious his, like, he is and his resume.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot there. I mean, we had the one caller who said he was a DEI hire, but it was incredibly stupid.
But we've had people, this is common. This is just what happens with head coaches. We have people like fire D'Amico who are done with D'Amico. What do you want your head coach to be, John? What do you want? Like, I would say from a technical standpoint, there have been some clock mismanagement issues for D'Amico, timeout stuff. I think that's fair to say that. But I also think that I want my head coach to, when you're starting from the bottom, I want somebody to create a winning culture. And I believe that he's done that.
Yep.
I believe, you know, Dan Campbell, there's guys, Ben Johnson's trying to do that. But I believe D'Amico, like a defensive court, and Dan Campbell, you would swear Dan Campbell's a defensive coach, even though he's a tight end, because he's got that defensive coach energy.
Yep.
But D'Amico has helped change the culture in Houston, and I have absolutely no issues with him being our head coach. None. Because do I have some issues with him as a head coach? Yeah. It's football. Sometimes you're gonna be wrongly blaming a head coach for stuff, and there's gonna be a lot of times you're right in blaming the head coach on stuff. But in terms of getting this team to play, this team plays like an absolute like fire ants. They play like wasp nest that's all over people. The swarm thing is a real mentality, and everyone on defense plays like that. I think offense plays hard. I don't know that they're always super talented, and I don't know that the execution is good and the philosophy has been on point. But, I mean, his side of the ball has been great. I like the fact that he gave up play calling duties on defense. That shows that ego's not too much for him. So, to me, the fired D'Amico stuff, not only is it may be time we start looking at the head coach. That's my favorite thing I see on Twitter. It may be time for us to have a serious conversation about this head coach. You mean the guy who came in and won the division back-to-back years? You think that it's time to get rid of to go to a fifth head coach in the last 6 years? Mm-hmm. That's what you think it's time for?
No.
Okay.
I absolutely do not think that. I think even if he – now – I don't believe that they're going to lose the rest of their games, even if they don't make the playoffs this year.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. D'Amico's the guy.
I don't know why this is what's weird to me. If you said, okay, yeah, two winning seasons, a losing season, you say, okay, well, we'll see what happens the next year. But it's like in football now, every loss amplifies. It's not just a loss. Like, you don't look at it at the end of the year. Every loss is an avalanche. Like, oh, my God, three in a row. This has got to be it. He's got to go now. Yeah. He's got to go. Oh, they another loss. They're now. Yeah, but it's the same season, right? It's a losing season. Move on to the next season. Every loss doesn't make it. You already know you don't have a good, like teams who don't, who have a good coach, but they're having a bad team. Every single loss doesn't, is not a brand new example of why the coach should be fired. It's the same season. So it's an example of how this is a bad season. How do you do in the next season? That's why you have to fade. If you have trust in your coach, you have to fade fan noise, because the fans are always going to call for a coach's firing if there's multiple losses in a row. That's just the nature of fans. They're going to. You lose four in a row and the fans believe you should absolutely be fired. Not that it's a bad season. It's that this is a fireable offense. Mm-hmm. And that's how you end up, you know, getting rid of coaches that are pretty good coaches.
What is admirable with D'Amico teams is they, and it's a cliche, but they don't give up. They were 0-3. They were 3-5. They found a way without their quarterback, their starting quarterback, to win football games. They were down at the end and looked like they were about to lose the football and never gave up. I mean, this football team plays hard. That's, to me, is the number one thing. With Ime, Kelvin Sampson, and with D'Amico, can't tell with the Astros because it's baseball. They play hard. They play for that coach. They want to win for that coach. You hear it. You see it. I mean, that to me, if there are teams that don't now, there are a lot of teams that don't like the coach, don't play for him, want him out of there. It's just noise. D'Amico, it ain't just noise with D'Amico. What he says, they listen and they play hard for him.
They're not going to turn on him because they're tired of, like, nope, this guy's wearing thin on us.
Nope.
You're never going to hear that.
Nope, you're not going to hear it. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number.
I was told, I got somebody who wants me to, reminder, please tell your LSU coaching scoop. Well, it's Lane stuff in general.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I heard this weekend. Pretty interesting about him, his family, and the situation going on with Lane.
Let's do that on the other side right now that we got Zadik.
Yeah, Zadik Jewelers, the jeweler here in the city of Houston for almost 50 years. They've been on Post Oak. They have not been at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. That's where they are right now. But Zadik Jewelers wants you to stop in and just experience what they have to offer. And I'll give you an example. They've got fine jewelry. They've got watches. They've got an entire bridal section where you can shop for diamonds, cushion, emerald, heart, marquee, oval, pear, princess, radiant, round. Do you know? I didn't know about all these cuts. This is an example of why you go into Zadik, because they can tell you about the cut, the clarity, the color. They can get the perfect setting, something that's going to be right for her, something she's going to love with the right precious metals. They've got custom bridal designs that they work on for you. Financing and layaway is available. You can start the process now. They also have appraisals and insurance that they can offer you for that ring in case something happens. Little known fact, I had an engagement ring stolen the day before I was going to ask my wife to marry me. And it's not a great story for me, but in terms of how I got it stolen, but I had it insured, luckily, and that's what Zadik is going to do for you, appraisals and insurance. They'll even buy your old rings. If you want to take your old ring in and get it redesigned, they can redesign it for you. Well, they don't have to buy it. They can just redesign it for you. So that's an example of what they're doing. They have men's wedding bands and women's wedding bands as well. Go to the website and take a look at everything they have there. And then when you're ready, stop in at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's Zadik, ZADOK.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We are going to be there next month. I can't wait to go. We're going to have a big event where we're going to have a pick 'em for the college football bowl games. And the Golden Nugget is going to give away a nice stay and money at the facility. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You don't have to go all the way to Vegas. I mean, you got family coming to town. Hey, let's all pile in and let's go over there for the day. You can go for the day. You can get a room and stay for the night. Or you could just drive back. I mean, basically 2 hours and 15 minutes. And one person is the designated driver. And you go in the morning and you come back at night and you have it a full day. You got the casino. You got the pool. You got the golf course. You've got 12 restaurants. You got the DraftKings Sportsbook. You got everything you could possibly need. This holiday, make it a point. Let's go. Let's get on over to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I think it's awesome. I mean, it's so much easier than going to Vegas, and you still have all the amenities that you get in Vegas as well. GoldenNuggetLC.com. You're looking for a great little getaway right here. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big ups to the Dallas Wings. They got the number one pick again in the WNBA draft. They got last year's, and now they got
this. You're congratulating a Dallas team on success?
Yeah.
That's odd.
I don't even know. I didn't know that was their name, the Wings.
I did. Is Juju available? Smith? Not Smith Schuster. Juju Watkins. Is she available, or she still
Juju
got a year
Smith
left?
Juju Schuster is not.
No, I saw him play.
She's still got a year yesterday. Left.
She's got a year left, so it won't be her. So who will be the Dallas Wings?
No one knows.
Number one overall pick?
No one knows any of the names of any of the
college players. I'm sure there's a WNBA.
What about the big girl from Iowa State?
I don't think you should refer to her that way. Maybe learn her
name.
It's
very descriptive, and I knew exactly who he was talking about.
For you, because he showed you
one of our
video.
Friends in the NFL was saying, "I'm watching Iowa State."
I wouldn't do that
this
either.
Girl, mm-hmm. He goes, "This big girl can. It's she, tough to handle." I said, "She is.
Is she tall enough to play?" I thought he's going to do an O-line
She's
thing.
She's a little squatty. I don't know. She's probably 6'3", I think.
I don't know how tall she is.
Yeah, I don't.
Yep, there it is. They did win the draft lottery. I didn't trust you on that, but there it is.
What do you mean you didn't trust me on that?
You don't provide
That's
great
an easy
facts.
One.
Well, he doesn't do a good job providing facts. That's all.
No. For some reason, my ex account has been suspended.
Oh, I'm
but
sure
it's
you,
the wrong account.
Oh, it's Azzy Fudd.
Huh?
Azzy Fudd. She is the presumptive number one overall pick.
Fudd? Elmer Fudd?
No. Azzy Fudd.
Who is it? Not the Iowa State girl.
She's the Connecticut girl. Oh. Woman, excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, no one knows that.
Well, you do now.
Yeah, and then, no one could possibly know what you're talking about right there.
Well, you brought it up, so maybe you should.
Yeah.
I believe if things on the internet are true, that she may be the girlfriend of one Paige Bueckers.
Oh, really?
So they very well could be,
and they'll be together
on the same team.
Ooh, that could be. You don't want to work with somebody you have a relationship with. That's not a good.
I don't know.
They tell you that all the time, right? Although you did. That's where you met your wife.
Yeah.
But they just say you don't bleep where you eat.
Well, the women's national team has
done
that.
I say that frequently. Like, you don't bleep where you eat.
Well, the women soccer team has two women who dated each other and now are still together.
Had that
and
so
they
far.
Won and they won Olympic gold medals and World Cup titles.
Have we had that, do you think, without us knowing in football, basketball, or baseball? I bet we have.
Do you think
we've had that situation where we didn't know where
two guys were?
Yeah, in the closet, obviously. I bet that's happened before in pro sports.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Don't say it.
Don't say what? You brought it up.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I know. There's an instance locally that John's going to use, and
what?
I'm asking him not to.
What?
Josh and Jalen.
Why'd you set him up?
I told you. He hacked me.
He didn't hack you. Tobin Heath and Kristen Press. Remember them?
Tobin Heath and who?
They both were wingers for the U.S. women's national team.
Okay.
Played on left and right side. And they were together. Still together. And, you know, they won medals. They won World Cups. It's just fine. It could be fine.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, if you date someone you work with, if there's a breakup, it can get a little messy.
Well, no breakup there. They got married.
Let me tell you my Lane Kiffin thing before I go full ADD. So I was talking to a guy, a source of mine, who's had intel on Lane for a long time, was already like, he's done. And this is early October. He's done at Ole Miss in Florida. So apparently this is what I've heard. Lane Kiffin and his family love Florida. Lane loves the coast. He likes being by water. One of his biggest regrets in life, supposedly, is leaving USC, that he wishes he had never done it, not just the way he did it, where he left USC to go to Tennessee, but that he had never gone, because he loves the coast, right? Loves being by the water. And this entire time, and his family does too. So, and I think he's got a place down, he either spends a lot of time or has a place in Florida. So this entire time, apparently, from what I've heard, Lane has been eyeballing that Florida job when he knew it would probably be open. And that job, as many of you know, was, even the players, I guess, were told this is going to be Billy's last game. They let Billy Napier have a game. They won the game for him at Florida. And he was fired. But I guess it was kind of a known thing from everyone at Florida. Billy knew it. I think the players knew it. For sure, Billy knew it. So Lane Kiffin's been at Ole Miss. And I think behind the scenes, from what I understand, there's been some talk by people close to Lane, maybe even on his staff, that they were headed in that direction. I think LSU, once they made their decision on Brian Kelly, once they decided he was the guy, I think the only way they could get in the mix was by offering a ludicrous amount of money. Well, meet Governor Landry and LSU, because this deal is supposed, if the LSU deal goes through, it's going to be the highest salary in college football. It maybe not total value, but per year value is going to be beyond Kirby, beyond all the college football coaches. Lane will be the highest paid coach in college football. It will be intriguing to see what the year is if he goes with LSU. There is still a decision to be made, because Lane's family has gone to Florida to visit there and Baton Rouge. I don't see any way he stays in Oxford. I don't think he really likes Oxford all that much. And I don't see any way, and I've heard that for about 3 years. I don't see any way Lane stays at Ole Miss. None. I think it's a decision of where maybe the family wants to be with the coastline, and then a chance to have a great shot at winning a national championship and a tremendous amount of money at LSU. I don't think you can really go wrong. Like, it could go wrong for Lane, but both spots are good spots. LSU and Florida are both good spots to win. From a talent standpoint, Miami and Louisiana, or I should say Florida and Louisiana. And then, you know, with the money that is available. Apparently, LSU just has an infinite amount of money. There is no end to the money LSU. Now, the state is poor. The university is poor. But there is a tremendous amount of money that is willing to be pumped into the football program. That's for sure. And Lane may end up getting at it at the tune of $14.5 million mm-hmm. per year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Florida's going to come with a heavy offer too, but if he signs with Florida, it's going to be, that's where they want to be, because it probably won't be as much money as LSU. And there are still, I did talk to one person, an agent, who said he believes that Lane is, or maybe not Lane, but is it Sexton? Yeah, Sexton's his guy. The Sexton may be using LSU to try to get the maximum amount of money out of Florida he can. So we will see. The bottom line is, I do not see him returning to Ole Miss. And I would be shocked if, even if Ole Miss makes the playoffs, I don't know if Lane Kiffin will be part of the staff.
He will not be part of it.
Would that hurt their ability to make the playoffs?
It will affect it. Saban talked about this the other day. He said, absolutely, it's going to affect the college. If you lose your quarterback, it affects your status. You lose a coach, it affects your status.
Who was it last
but
year?
But he's going to make it. They win the Egg Bowl.
Who didn't make it last year who was all upset, but they had lost their quarterback?
Florida State.
Yeah, FSU. Yeah. Well, no. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
but yes, FSU. Right. And nor should they have made it.
Right, right.
Well, that's not fair to say. They earned it throughout the year. Probably they should have made it in. Honestly, they probably should have. But we all knew what would happen. It was a layup win. Mm-hmm. Yeah, players opted out of the postseason game. And then once a couple of them did, they all did, because they knew an ass-kicking was a certainty against Georgia. And it was. It was one of the most embarrassing moments in Florida State history.
Haven't recovered.
Still haven't recovered.
No, still haven't recovered.
I mean, that instance, it's never – they thought they recovered when they beat Alabama early in the year.
Yeah.
When you look at it in totality, they've never recovered from the beating they got against Georgia, or the fact that they didn't,
and they were left
or the
out.
Injury to their quarterback, and I don't even remember what his name is.
It's Jordan Travis. He got beat in some game. They're blowing out some team that's not very good. I don't even know if they're on the FBS level. They were kicking their ass. He got hurt scrambling, and they use all of 2024 to really complain. The offseason and into the season, they had an awful year, and they thought, as you said, by beating Bama, things had changed. They haven't, and as I said earlier, because of how much money they owe Norvell and that staff, because he got an extension off that 13-0 start, they said it would cost them $72 million to get rid of him and his staff. So they said, nah, we're going to wait. So they got to go through it for another year.
And that's what they're doing. And you know, this was the Lane Kiffin thing was going to happen a while ago. And I think it's a better spot if you want to know the truth. We'll find out whether or not he's going to stay.
People swear Florida's a great spot. I've never really, like, I guess you did have a really good run with Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
But that's always been one of those that it's too far away for me to know that it's a great spot.
You've had two.
Oh, and Steve Spurrier, too.
Yeah, I guess two coaches in the last 30-plus years win national titles. Steve Spurrier got one, competed for others. And, of course, Urban had his. So they would say to you, yeah, the right coach can win here. Now, did you see that LSU, where it was a senior day, as they decided to not really care about Western Kentucky and scrape through? I guess they were really getting prepared for Oklahoma.
Like seven?
I think it was 13-3 or something like
awful.
That.
Awful. Awful.
If you're an LSU fan, you convince yourself if you want to be a spoiler that, hey, we weren't really trying. We got Oklahoma coming up, whatever. But it was senior day, and Brian Kelly's kid is on the team. So
and he's like, and he wore a free BK.
But he also
t-shirt.
He came out there like any senior would, but they didn't let his dad meet him because, well, you know, things are happening there. So he could not even.
Jeff Landry had snipers on him.
Man, I don't know.
Trained on the field.
So he could not even celebrate his senior day with his dad because his dad.
That's why he had the free BK t-shirt on underneath. Yeah.
Okay. They wouldn't let him be on the field.
Go Tigers, free BK. He was talking like he's been living in the swamps his whole life.
Well, Joe Burrow did that thing too.
Yeah, but this is the whole family has a fake accent. They all practiced it when they were coming over from Indiana.
I do think it sucks the business of sports. Kept his dad on the day of.
What kind of reception would he have
gotten? I know. I understand all the reasons why it didn't happen, but that's his kid, his kids, his dad, senior day, all the stuff that we talk about. That's a moment you spend with your dad, except when your dad's a football coach and he failed the program. So now, and they're in a fight about money. So now, sorry. Like, Dabo has been able to survive and be good enough where he could meet all his kids on the field because he's got like three of them, I think, who've played for him. Bob Stoops, I don't know if he was there when Drake Stoops.
No.
Bob had already stepped aside. Yeah. So he was able to meet his kid, Drake Stoops. Hell, Venables had his kids on the field.
He left. And Dabo's still the coach. What do you mean?
No, what I'm saying is Dabo wasn't bad enough to have an awkward moment where, hey, Dabo, get the F out of here. We don't want you back. He's been able to stay on the field while all the Sweeneys ran on. Say, hey, senior day, Brian Kelly, can't do it.
Nope. And we'll see if Sark. We'll see if Sark lasts.
Oh, well, there's another one.
I don't know. With his kids. All right, but he's going to. He's going to.
A four-loss Texas team. After everyone got Lamborghinis is just sad.
Not everyone.
Well, did they get the Republic? But did they get the Longhorn logo burned into
them? I'm sure they could afford to get it.
Well, I know the Republic Boot Company is doing that.
Remember that guy from Yellowstone who was the ranch hand that came in and all the girls liked him? He's a singer.
Yeah.
He's an actual real.
He goes to Republic Boot Company.
Yeah.
He got his wedding party.
Yes.
All gifts from there.
They all got boots that were. I don't know if they were custom fit by 1836 or if they were custom made. Probably custom made. You just have to do that in advance.
Yeah. Oh, you got to
get your measurements. And you know what I mean?
There is a process if you're going to get it totally custom made. You ain't getting it by Christmas.
These are real handmade boots.
Right. But you can get the 1836 with your logo on them. And by the way, they customize those boots to everybody's feet too. So the 1836 boot is the way to go, people. And especially if you want to get your business's logo put on there, on the straps that you pull up, you can get them on there, or they can burn them into the boots. Look, you're looking for the best way to get whatever present it is for whomever, Now is the time to get to RepublicBootCompany.com. Go see them at 1133 East 11th Street. It's at the corner of Studewood and East 11th. They bought that entire building now. So if you want to have a party there, how about 200 people you
can fit? That you can literally have an event there. Yeah. And it's in the Heights. It's a really cool location. Old school Heights. Really nice. They also have a Shoot Your Boot, which is the gator hunts. They do a gator hunt. You can get in right now. Tickets sell out for that, so you need to get in right now. You pay a certain amount of money, and you're going to be guaranteed an alligator skin on this hunt so that you can have your custom-made boots that are made with alligator skin. Really cool, and that's something, if that appeals to you, that is available right now on their website. Go look at their website. See all the information. We'll be there in the middle of December. More information to come. RepublicBootCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I had an issue with X this morning. I'm seeing a lot of people. We apologized earlier. Well, we didn't apologize. We explained earlier that we got hacked yesterday. For those of you that that were listening to the Cowboys game and heard the hack, which was a couple, 3 minutes of just ugly, terrible things that we had no control over. We apologize that we did get hacked, but it was out of our hands. And hopefully that won't happen again. I'm seeing a lot of people talking about it on my timeline here, and it's an unfortunate thing. We apologize if in fact we were lax with our password or whatever. We simply apologize for what you may have heard yesterday afternoon, and we're moving forward, and we're hoping, you know, what they did was just unforgivable, what they did and what the things that they were saying, and we apologize that you
for me heard. I just feel like they're really equal.
What's that?
Oh, you didn't hear?
For me, I just feel like they're really equal.
Yeah, they are evil. They're just
not really just evil.
For me, I just feel like they're really evil.
Really evil.
And Art said, you know what? That's just what happens at 7 to 10 every day in the station. That's not true, Art. It is not true, okay? You know what happened in the the Dallas-Memphis game? Ja Morant happened. Explain what he did.
So, Ja Morant, so after, who's their really good shooter they have? Cam, somebody, little white kid who.
Spencer?
Yeah. I guess he made a bunch of threes. They beat Dallas. Memphis beat Dallas. And afterwards, he was being interviewed. Cam Spencer was being interviewed by the, you know, sideline reporter after the game. And Ja Morant yells. Now, actually, there's two things. I guess right after the game, Ja was yelling at. I guess he and Klay Thompson have some beef, and it's been going on for a while.
Here's the setup. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Cooper Flag hits the deck. Santi Aldama, because they're behind the play, as Cooper Flag's trying to run back on defense, Santi Aldama, or offense, to make it 5-on-4 because Aldama's on the ground as well. Aldama grabs Cooper Flag's leg, maybe Flag and Bellis to fall down, but either way, behind the play foul, flagrant or technical foul.
Nothing crazy,
but it's a dirty play to grab a guy's leg as he's trying to run back down the court. So as they're trying to figure out what happened, Clay says, hey, don't mess with my rook that way. He comes and talks to Santi Aldama. Spencer, the shooter, happens to be there, and he's laughing about it as well. So after the game, as the game is over, Ja comes out on the
court.
Off
the bench, street clothes.
He's not playing because, of course not. He calls Clay a bum. Now, the Clay Grizzly thing goes back years now, back when he was with the Warriors and they were eliminating the Grizzlies as they were the hot team coming up. Their game six Clay happened. He knocked down big time shots to end the series. So there's some, and the Warriors have never liked the Grizzlies and all their talking, the new version. So there's a history there. And I think at one point after they beat the Grizzlies, he called Jaren Jackson Jr. a bum or, but not by name. He just referenced a tweet and said that bum over there. So there's a history there.
Oh, Klay did?
Yeah, because Jaren Jackson beat them in a regular season game, and then the Warriors' tagline is strength by number. So he trollishly, Jaren Jackson did, tweeted out strength by number. So Klay kept that in mind when they eliminated them from the playoffs. So it goes back a long way, a lot of pettiness. Mm-hmm. And Ja decided, because Klay is at the end of his tenure and he's, you know, a lot of injuries, said you're a bum. And then
you're what? And you're what?
And to your point, he also said, hey, there's a real – he called Spencer the best shooter on the floor or whatever, like another shot
not
at Klay.
The Golden, he said not the Golden State guy.
Yeah, another shot at Klay. So Klay, the vet, had a very succinct but –
Wait. But first, Ja got in his face.
And he called him a bum.
No, and he also pointed his finger. His finger was about 3 inches from Klay's face, and Klay slapped it away, and Coach got in between them, and they had to be separated. And that's when this, as you said, succinct but direct message about Ja Morant, who's 26 years old, by the way, should be in his prime, and he feels like he's washed, although I have a funny feeling he would become a better player if he went to another team. And here's what Klay said on his locker. John asked if this was AI, if this was real.
No, it's real.
It's completely real, and it stings, too, a little bit. Here's Klay talking about Ja Morant.
And then with Ja, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time, especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. But you know what? That's for another day.
What did Ja have to say on this occasion?
Nothing of intelligent depth. It was really just his just running his mouth. And he's been running his mouth for a long time. And it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more. You know, we all want to see him out there and do his best, but he's just been letting a lot of other stuff get in the way of that. We need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste.
That is kind of, you don't hear guys talking about other guys like that.
No.
Like a lot of real, but it was
giant
real.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
It encapsulates John.
It's like his dad. He's like his dad.
Well, this is the thing I was thinking about, and someone made a point, like, Ja is very Gen Z-ish. You're a bum. It's what you would hear your kids talk about, how a player.
Yeah.
You're a bum. And
you're trash.
And Klay, the millennial, is like, well, an older guy.
Life experience. Yeah, I saw that tweet.
He's lived a lot. He's just breaking them down, and you're imparting your values on a Gen Z, or Gen Zers hate that. But he was like, you know what, man? That guy was supposed to be one of the next ones, a guy we're supposed to see and be great. And this is what we're dealing with. He's not wrong.
Drama.
Look, as I said, the Warriors / Klay and the Grizzlies have had issues. He also went on to talk about how he respects the Grizzlies, not this version of them, the grind Grizzlies, like with Tony Allen and Zebo and Marc Gasol. He goes, this version, all they are is talk. They've never done anything. Now, they've broken up. Dylan someplace else. Of course, Jaren Jackson Jr.'s there and Ja's there. But, you know, the Grizzlies have been – they had a run for like 3 years where they were the next team. And it never worked out, partly because Ja couldn't stay on the court for multiple reasons.
Yeah. Ja. Man, I'll tell you this. Ja's, is there any team, would you trade for Ja right now?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely he doesn't play not. Enough. He's had too many issues off the court. Just the juice isn't worth the squeeze with him. And I do question if he's as explosive as he once was, although I still think he'd be a good basketball
player. He's not even
player.
Having a good year when he's on the court this year.
Terrible. He's checked out.
Yep. Speaking of which,
guys who check out of basketball, check out of playing, that's the number one thing. Look at what a disaster. He's had his moments, but look at what's followed Kawhi Leonard. I mean, Kawhi, you say what you want about James Harden, you know, he checks out sometime in the middle of a game against San Antonio when you're going to be eliminated. James had a 55-point game the other day. James plays. James doesn't take time off. Kawhi Leonard, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, golly, Anthony Davis. The amount of high-impact, high-profile players who sit out so many games is just – it's one of the reasons, you know, my son Mason's all upset because there's a good chance LeBron might have his streak of 21 straight years of being an All-Pro, an NBA first team
All-NBA,
because you have to play 62 games. Yeah. Well, they had to put it in because of all the.
Yeah.
They said, "Look, we're not going to keep allowing you to."
We're going to get so upset. He's going to be upset about it.
Yeah, that's not fair to LeBron. He had a real injury.
It's not fair.
Mason said, "This wasn't load management. It's a real injury." I said, "I get it, but." You can't,
Don. You don't seem so sensitive.
LeBron's not going to be all NBA.
There's nobody John hates more than LeBron.
I know. 904 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Slurper for Jordan. I can't even.
I think it's goes beyond.
No, no, it has something to do with it.
Time to talk about something other than LeBron.
See,
and that's Taqueria Sorondas.
Taqueria Sorondas. I bet you he liked the authentic Mexican flavor. Well, it depends. He'd try to read the room and see if it's a good thing or bad thing, and then he'd copy whatever he thinks is the best thing. But I know Taqueria Sorondas is going to give you authentic Mexican food at a legitimate price point, too. They're not jacking the rates up on you. So many restaurants, including Mexican restaurants, you used to be able to go in, and now you look at the prices and say, holy crap, not at Taqueria Sorondas. They keep those price points exactly where they should be. They want you to enjoy delicious, authentic Mexican food without having to bust up your budget. And it's good because then you can go in multiple times per week. You can go in and grab a breakfast there. You can stop in after work and go catch a game there with you and your buddies. Have some beers, some margaritas, some food right there at the sports bar location. Certain locations have sports bars, including the one that we were at in Cypress off FM 529. If you've never been, just go check it out for yourself and go have an authentic dish. It's not Tex-Mex. It's authentic Mexican, but they also have tamales, and the reason that's a big deal, because when December hits, a lot of people in Texas, it's kind of a Texas thing if you're new to the state, is there are, you know, tamales around Christmas time, tamales around Christmas parties, tamales when it gets cold for that week. And they have delicious tamales. Great masa to meat ratio, as I mentioned before, and that's kind of important to me. I hate those over masa tamales. That should not be a thing. Taqueria Sorondas, locations all over the city of Houston, over 20 locations here in the surrounding areas. You can also stop in and get delicious treats and tamales at Aranda's Bakery.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.